Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the seventh episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, brought to you by BerlinBrigade.com. I'm your host, Dave Guerra, and I am glad that you could join me today. As always, a great big Berlin Brigade thanks to the United States Army Europe Band and Soldiers Chorus for the intro music, Auf Wiedersehen. I hope you continue to have a great time listening to these podcasts. For those of you that have found us on the internet and did not serve in Berlin, well, we welcome you too. It's our intent for you to gain a deeper and better understanding of our time in Berlin, as well as our mission during the Cold War. So without wasting any time, everyone, fall in. Let's get episode 7 started. This episode is being recorded and compiled on Thursday, June 26, 2008. As always, I would like to thank everyone for visiting the BerlinBrigade.com website and, of course, listening to this podcast. Currently, the registry sits at about 2,885 names and email addresses. Not bad. This episode of the podcast is going to be a little different than the other episodes, but first, a little administrative stuff. We have completely recovered from the crash of April 2008, so we're back online. The data is backed up on a daily basis. The BerlinBrigade.com files are safe and secure. This will definitely minimize any future downtime. I'm also happy to report that the new online registry form continues to function the way it is supposed to, and that is a good thing. For those of you that have submitted your registry information, thank you. We got it. I want to thank everyone again for all your patience, understanding, and above all, your support. Thank you. It's now time for the special announcements, and for episode 7, there are some serious announcements. 1. The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is still on iTunes, and you can subscribe for your listening pleasure at any time. The link is on the homepage as well as on the podcast archive pages. 2. I also continue to invite you to check out the link on the homepage for the website to the movie Bratz, Our Journey Home, which is a Donna Musel film and is narrated by Army Brat or Brat Chris Christopherson and Vietnam helicopter pilot. We're hoping to have Donna Musel herself on the podcast in the very near future to talk about the film and the military brats that inspired the film. So be on the lookout for that. Let's see. Reminder that all podcasts are 100% online, plus some stuff that is exclusive to the archive pages, so please enjoy going back and checking out all the previous episodes of this podcast series. As always, accessing the podcast will be free of charge. No hidden links, no special passwords, no secret handshakes. Just click and listen. Also, don't forget, like I mentioned, the iTunes subscription button is on that page as well. Now, stuff from the email, straight out of the emails. Here we go. Let's see what we got. Remember, you can always contact me at podcast@berlinbrigade.com. And so if you got any questions, comments, anything you want to say, announcements, this is the place to do it because this is the venue we're going to do it on. So here we go. Here we go with the letters. Our first email asks a very interesting question, one I think that a lot of us want to know the answer to, and I read the following. While dealing with the Berlin Brigade, have you heard where the artifacts were sent? And I guess we're talking about the BerlinBrigade.com, the Berlin Brigade artifacts. Our email writer asks if there are any Berlin Brigade artifacts, where they were sent, if any, if they were sent to the Fort Campbell where the 502nd is located. However, our writer has not been able to find out where they are, and he would like to know so he can get them located and put in a proper place. And I wholeheartedly agree. Well, folks, that's it. If anyone out there knows what happened to any of the Berlin Brigade artifacts, please drop us a line here at podcast@berlinbrigade.com. I know there are many items can still be found in Berlin at McNair, over at the McNair Museum. And so if you ever find yourself in Berlin, you go check out the McNair Museum. It's there on McNair Compound, and McNair's still there to a certain degree. But I know there's also plenty more stuff out there. I mean, there was just a lot of stuff out there. So again, if you know what happened to all of that gear or some of that gear, if it's in a warehouse someplace, is it in Washington, is it in Fort Campbell, is it in a warehouse out in Dover, Frankfurt, anywhere, if you know, gee, drop us a note, let us know. Let's see what we can do about getting this thing all taken care of. Let's see. Our next email comes from Bob Woody, CSC, 5th Battalion, 502nd, from 1986 to 1989. And Bob writes, his company, CSC, 5th of the 502nd, is planning a reunion in October of 2008 and was wondering if we have a place on the website to post an announcement. Well, Bob, here is one section of the website to post the announcement. don't worry, a subsection will be developed as part of the Berlin Brigade. And I know we had it in the past, and it just kind of nobody really did anything. But, you know, as they start coming in, we're going to go ahead and put them out there, and we'll have the subsection out there. So don't worry there, Bob. We need to get a little bit more contact information from you. But other than that, we should have something online real soon. So there you go. If you were part of the Combat Support Company, 5th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, from at least 1986 to 1989, then there's a reunion on the horizon for you. I'm sure Bob will pass along more information as we get closer to the date. If you have any questions or want more info about the reunion now, then drop me an email, and I'll pass it along to Bob. Okay, so now this brings us to our next email, and our writer asks, do you know when the last EIB slash training or training slash testing was held in Berlin? Well, good question. You know, when I was in Berlin, the EIB training and testing was held in the spring to summer just as parade season was rolling around. But if anybody knows when the last one was done, drop us a note as well. And hey, we got another interesting story. Every once in a while we get some media stories, and I'll put out there, hey, the media's looking for this, or somebody's doing a special project, they're looking for that. And in this case, we got an email from a German reporter who is doing a story on the history of basketball in Berlin. He asked the question, can you tell me when the Kohl Sports Center was built? The sports center at Hüttenweg was also a place where Germans were able to watch very good basketball. One coach of the 1960s Bundesliga team told me he went to the sports center to scout American GIs, since they understood the game better than Germans. Wow. So, if you know when the Kohl Sports Center, there we go, was built, please let me know. If anyone out there knows a year or a specific date, drop us a line. Let's help this reporter get the information he's asking for. You know, again, it's if we can narrow it down, that'd be a great thing. Let's see. That brings us up to date with the special announcements and emails. Remember, if you have any question or you have an answer to any of these questions, send me an email. If you have any questions or announcements, send me an email. Again, just drop me an email at podcast@berlinbrigade.com, and I will get this up here on the podcast and get it out to everybody that listens. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of the special announcement section for Episode 7. Well, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, this is not your traditional podcast that we've had. This is more of a special edition podcast, and in this case, two things. One, there is no special guest interview, as we are waiting for the special guest interviewee's approval of the interview before the final edit into the podcast. So, Episode 8 should have the podcast, but it's like I do with every interviewee. We do the interview, then we set it aside, we'll do some editing, and then we'll present it to the interviewee. They get the final approval. So when you hear it, it's because they've already heard it, they've already given their approval, and they like what they hear, and if there's any changes, we'll make the changes. Luckily, we've been good, so there are no changes that have needed to be made, but right now, the interviewee has yet to give me an approval. I've contacted them, and right now we're just waiting on the word go or no go or make a change, and then we'll go from there. But in the meantime, you know, we're going to do a little something different. I'd like to take this time to do, like I said, something different. Today, June 26, 2008, commemorates the 60th anniversary of the start of the Berlin Airlift. Just before recording this podcast, I was honored to receive a call from our person in Berlin, the lovely and incomparable Inga Nye. Yep, you remember her from the early episodes. Well, Inga gave us her first-hand account of the events that transpired today in Berlin as the city commemorated the anniversary. She also relayed that there will be events happening tomorrow and Saturday as well. There were many veterans from the French, British, and American forces on hand to share in those events, and she was really excited about that. It's the first thing she said, is she had just come back from dropping off some veterans at the hotel, and she's part of the group that's making all of this happen. So she's right there, right in the middle of all of this. So literally, it's a first-hand account because she was right there. Let's see. But did a little homework, did a looking around, also see what everybody else was saying. It was pretty cool. The BBC reported that Germany has been commemorating the 60th anniversary of the Berlin Airlift when the Western Allies kept the city supplied despite a Soviet blockade. Veterans of the Airlift, many of whom are in their 80s and 90s, attended ceremonies in Berlin and Frankfurt. All right, pretty cool. The American and British-led airlift lasted for more than a year and involved planes delivering everything from coal to sweets. It was one of the biggest humanitarian air relief missions in history. I know a lot of us wholeheartedly agree. There have been many events since the airlift that have been compared to it, but thankfully, you know, none of them have come close. You know, they've been, oh, this reminiscent of the Berlin airlift, or this event and this resupply is compared to the Berlin airlift. But you know what? The political situation never took it to that level, where they, you know, people were threatening to shoot down planes and just the whole nine yards, stopping the flow of goods, supplies, materials, things that just will let the city live. And luckily we're not at that level, and I highly doubt we will ever be at that point ever in the history of this planet. And that's a good thing. Let's see, Inga also told me that a group of the veteran airmen visited the Allied Museum and Tempelhof Airport, and they paid tribute to the pilots who lost their lives during the airlift. And even the candy bomber himself, Gail Halverson, was in attendance in Berlin. He's in attendance all week, so he'll be there all week doing some stuff there, touring with 100. He'll be taking a tour. He'll be conducting a tour, if I understand correctly, of 100 citizens from Berlin. He'll be giving them a tour. So hey, not bad. So he's all getting all into that, and that's a good thing. And all I can say is, wow, what a time to be in Berlin. Inga asked me to get over there. Now I can't. At this point in time, I can't, but I'm still shooting for the holidays. But man, this is definitely a time to be in Berlin. She was also very excited that the press coverage has been so great behind the 60th anniversary, and that's a very good thing. You know, we keep remembering those times and bringing them up, and of course we remember them, we don't repeat them, and that's how it goes. But you know what, I'm going to go ahead and transition into wrap up this episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I want to thank everyone who is listening, especially those that are listening and participated in the Berlin Airlift. Thanks again. You know why? Because every soldier and airman that followed you had an easier job because of you. You guys set the standard for the Allies and the resolve against communism and what it was trying to do at that time. Think about it. Had the Allies failed in defeating the blockade, what would the world be like today? I mean, it's just something that's mind-boggling. You don't even want to think about it. Look where we are now. Imagine what it would have been 180 degrees. But you know what? That's the resolve. The Allies took it, stood fast, they delivered, they made good on their promise. Citizens of Berlin were there. They got the benefit of it. We stood there, we were with them, they were with us, and hey, look where we are today. You know, we got our problems as a world, but you know what? We're still much better. We're better off now. So thank you again. A great big BerlinBrigade.com thanks to Inga and I for calling in and sharing that wonderful information and that awesome insight. Inga, if you're listening to this right now, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Anybody that's in Berlin listening right now, thank you very much for everything you guys are still doing and supporting BerlinBrigade.com and all the other websites that are out there and all the groups and the activities that are going on in Berlin, here in the United States, and every place in between, in France, in England. Thank you very much. Let's see, our next podcast, we have a special guest all lined up, just waiting on that approval. You're going to like this guy. This guy's cool. Also, I want to continue to extend an invitation to everyone to be on the podcast. We'd love hearing from you. We want to hear from you. So please drop me a note at podcast@BerlinBrigade.com and let me know you're interested. We have awesome interviews on tap, more coming online, but you know what? We still want to hear your story. So come on, join the conversation. Until next time, I'm Dave Guerra. Thank you for listening to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. Have if I don't get a chance to say it, have a wonderful 4th of July here in the States. Take it easy. We'll talk to you later. Brigade dismissed.